Good morning, Troy, and welcome to 2SER.
Hey, Eleanor.
You have a show at the Sydney Fringe Festival, Upside Down Fantasyland, which is such a striking title. Can you tell us what inspired you to write it?
The reason why I called it Upside Down Fantasyland is because I was reflecting on my early childhood and how it wasn't such a fairy tale. So that I wanted to use that language of a fantasy land being turned on its head or turned upside down, reflecting, not so fairy tale beginning for me.
And did you want to elaborate on your childhood, why it wasn't such a fairy tale?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm here, actually. I grew up with parents that had heroin addiction and alcohol addiction. So my home was very chaotic and turbulent from the ages of 0 to 10. And I wanted to share some of my experiences on the stage and let people know that there is hope and that people can thrive even through dark circumstances such as mine.
Now, with so many events throughout the Sydney Fringe Festival, how does your show stand out from the rest?
Firstly, it doesn't really fit a show category. It's part theatre, part spoken word, part music, sprinkled with a bit of comedy. So the show format in itself is quite intriguing and unique. And also that it's a triumph story that's told with a lot of raw truth and vulnerability. And yes, Fringe is great. It's fun. There's so many awesome shows out there that are just entertainment. They're fun. They're light. They're entertaining. But for me, my show, and I don't know how many shows out there are like this, it just gives a really personal insight into the human condition and the depths and complexities of it.
I think there might be a few. I saw one the other night, actually. So it's I think that's what Fringe is about, right? It's just to tell different stories. Now, you've been touring the show for about a year now. Do you ever improvise at times or finesse it in any way, or do you pretty much stick with how it started?
It's evolved a lot since my first tour at the Newcastle Fringe in 2024, but my story remains the same. It's still an autobiography, it's still my memoir, but I have polished up the delivery of it over the last couple of years, adding different lights and sound elements, and my personal delivery has improved a lot. But essentially, it's a chronological autobiography from 0 to 31 now. There's a little bit of room for improvising and some quips in the moment, but it's mainly a set format that it runs a bit like a theatre show with its script that's pretty solid.
Okay, and what do you hope audience will carry with them after experiencing your show?
I hope they feel inspired and uplifted. As I said before, I've had a very intense life and there were dark times, but there were beautiful times as well. And I hope people reflect on that, even though there are tragedies that happen in life, people can come out of it and people can choose to see the light and the beauty and the love. So I hope people leave feeling grateful, courageous, energized, and they have a heart full of love.
Oh, well, I'm sure they will. Now, it's only on for 2 nights, is that correct?
Yeah, it's only on the 24th of September, which is a Wednesday, and the 26th, and that's going to be at the Marrickville Town Hall as part of a cabaret hub with Sydney Fringe.
Okay, great. Best of luck. I hope the show goes well for you. Have you got some other plans to do other shows?
Yeah, I'm actually involved in two musicals at the moment, which I'm rehearsing for, both in Coffs Harbour where I live. And I plan to tour my show more broadly because I think it's quite impactful and I want to see how far it wants to go. But yeah, outside of my show, I'm interested in other forms of performance, which has been really filling my cup up and a great contrast to this, a bit more personal story that I have in Upside Down Fantasyland.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, Troy.
Thanks for having me, Eleanor.
Okay.
Appreciate the support.